Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I want to ask, what do you do to recharge?
Ooh.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and like throughout the month of July, basically from July 12th to August 12th, I was only home, like I only slept in my own bed like 4 nights. and that is not an exaggeration. And so like I found myself like having to recharge. And if you had asked like younger Travis, you know, like 22-year-old Travis, I would have been like going out, hanging out with friends, you know, like that's how I recharge, being around people. And that is just not how I recharge anymore. So before I get into mine, how do you recharge?
I found that it's changed for me over the years. It used to be huge parties, you know, either hosting them, attending them. Now it's smaller groups of friends, honestly. I appreciate my alone time a little more, but I still find that I'm happiest when I'm with a group of close friends that I trust and that, you know, I can just really be 100% myself around. I've thought about that a lot lately, and yeah, that's my happy place.
I agree.
It's a great question because I'm still figuring out my answers to that, because I do tend to fall for things that I think will recharge me and then be like, I'm still just as tired after that, like, hour and a half of puzzles I just did that I was sure would make me feel completely better. And sometimes that does work, but I don't know if it's different things day to day. I will say I got a really unexpected one. The other day I was going for a walk, and there was a thing in Los Angeles where sometimes they shut the streets down and people bike around. And like I just ran into it sort of by accident. And I've always wondered, you know, that people talk about extroversion and introversion, and I've never really fit neatly into one of those categories because it's a sometimes food for me.
But I
think we've talked about that before, but I suddenly, honestly, walking past this, just on the sidewalk, it was very bizarre because I was like, I think I have one very specific mode that I didn't realize I had, because I swear I could actually feel my tanks refilling.
Because the bars were going up.
Yeah, it honestly, I felt like a video game character because it was this beautiful, lively scene. People were biking down, families were talking to each other, like all the businesses had put like weird food out on the sidewalks to attract people to stop by. But I was in that moment totally invisible, just watching it because I was just walking by and it wasn't talking to anyone or doing anything. But I was just like moving through that scene, watching this incredibly lively thing. And I don't know, it just took me wildly by surprise that I hadn't realized I was feeling run down until I suddenly felt like so alive in that moment. So apparently I should just go hang out invisibly at street fairs. I don't know if that's practical advice, but it was a really interesting moment that just happened to me yesterday.
I think the big shift for me came from like there was a time when I was like actively not performing, like where I, you know, leaving college until I was like 26. So for like 4 or 5 years, I just like wasn't on stage. I wasn't doing anything until I basically started both the podcast and working at the Shakespeare Company. And so during that time, I recharged by finding chances to be on, you know, be at a party and be the center of attention and be like, you know, running the conversation and being the funny person in the crowd, right? And then as I got more and more chances to perform and be on as part of like what I had to do, the shift started to be like recharging by not being on. And it's one of the things that I love most about my relationship with Teresa. It's like, she's one of the few people, not that I don't have to be on around, but I don't feel like I have to be on around. There are many people I don't have to be on around, but it's hard for me to let go of it. But around Teresa, like I'm not trying to impress her and I'm not trying, you know, and same with BB. Like I don't have to be on around BB. She's just happy I'm there. And so like finding chances to turn off became way more energizing for me than like being the center of attention and having people tell me I was funny.
Or whatever. Oh my gosh. I identify with that so much because back in the day when I didn't have as many creative outlets, I didn't have voiceover or on camera or any of the creative projects I have now. I, I just craved that. And the only time that I was happy was when I was doing a stage production or playing violin or doing some sort of performance, creative performance endeavor. And nowadays that I'm so fortunate, it is my norm to have that. I recharge more not being on. And as you said, like, there's a difference between being on and being off. I mean, it's, I think everybody has that. It's, I think, a, you know, extreme when you're sort of more of a public personality. And so even around people you don't feel like you should have to be on for, like, you do feel like you have to be on for them.
Yeah.
And so the people that you, that actively welcome who you are when you're off and really crave that side of you, you just, those are, that's how I feel whole again. At times.
And I also think it's worth saying, right, because I think that whenever I do, like, meet and greets or, like, autograph sessions or whatever, people always say, like, you must be exhausted. And it's a different kind of exhausted, right?
Yeah, because I crave that, too. You know,
right, I love that, it.
Going and meeting new people and chatting with other geeky friends.
Right.
And you know, I crave that, too. But, you know, I have more of that, so I need the recharge in the other place. I think it might just be about balance.
Right.
I think we all just need balance.
Stupid balance. Who
stupid.
Thought it was balance?
Stupid balance. I think that the like, meet and greet, that kind of social thing, is, I imagine how people who like exercise feel about exercise, where other people would look at them like,
confirmed?
Yes.
Yeah,
where
confirmed.
Other people would be like, you had to, like, sit and talk with strangers for like an hour, and I'm like, no, I love that. That I
okay.
like it is exhausting, but it makes me very happy to do it, you know. Like, anyways, recharging is great. Always give yourself
finally,
a chance to
books.
Yes, also listen. Oh, yeah. Man, I listen to the Poirot novels when I need to recharge.
Oh.
Ooh.
My gosh. Yes. I have read all of the Agatha Christie Poirot stuff.
Yes.
All of it. Oh yes.
Ooh.
I took a picture with her statue when we were abroad. I'll have to send you guys.
So great. Yeah. So find what makes you happy and recharged and do that.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.